Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. And every week we have interesting guests, except when I have kind of go off on a rant of my own. But today I have Steve DePass. Now, Steve has been a friend of mine for a long time, and he is a man of great experience. But humor and political insight and entertainment. The man is always impresses me, all brand new every time I see him. And
but excuse me, Ernie, you're not giving them my most important credential.
What is?
I sang at your wedding.
Oh, that's true. That was a great performance. Who was I talking to? I was with Merrill the other day talking about that, and she says, "Greatest wedding I have been to."
I think you could easily say that without hyperbole. You could easily say, not that it's your wedding and you're speaking subjectively and you have the natural euphoria that comes with getting married and all happy things, but objectively speaking, if you were to take a poll among all of those present.
Or even a Czechoslovakian.
yeah, that's right. You could say that. Yeah, you could get a Yugoslav, an Igoslav. We all could go in any direction you want. But if you were to take a poll among those who were there.
Well, folks, you can see this is not going to be a very serious conversation so far, but it's going to get more serious.
Yeah, yes, because I know that you have a topic which for me has incredible foreboding, because it's going to force you and I to take our minds and our hearts and our capacity for evaluation of all things true into some unpleasant truths of the contemporary era.
And we're going to get right into it now.
Not right into it.
Last week in South Carolina was an appalling display of hatred and pain, and there's something, and some things that were very encouraging about how those people handled it. And boy, I'll tell you, it's created a situation where we now must have a conversation. And you being a black man and living the indignities from time to time, despite the fact that you've lived a very privileged life.
Relatively speaking, I must admit that.
Privileged in the sense that people have respected you and you've had the opportunity to make a living and do very well. Now, I wanted to talk to you about that because I want to get some of your gut feelings on that. What were you thinking? How did you react to the different things that happened? And where are we going?
In today's world, you would think that we have worn out shock, but we have not. When somebody crawls out from under a rock and for his own reasons, his own warped irrationality, finds a reason to take a gun and slaughter innocent people and to compound the outrage, these are people who are praying in a church.
And welcoming him in their midst.
Yes, and you say, oh, not again. You try to be inured to this kind of thing, that it can't fill you with rage and revulsion, and you feel such sorrow, and it's overwhelming in spite of the fact that you think you'd built up defenses against being staggered by this kind of information.
You know, Steve, you used the term enraged. I don't feel that. It was like sucking the oxygen out of my lungs. That was more like it. I didn't have the rage. I had this immediate feeling of how badly we've progressed, how little we've progressed, and for all the efforts of good people,
yes,
we haven't done what we need to do.
But there lies the irony, because we can say how little we have progressed, but actually how far we have come, and yet we still have the residue of the original oppression and racism which accepted slavery and systemically endorsed slavery as the law of the land. The seed corn and the wealth of America was built on the backs of slaves. And the presumption of white privilege and white supremacy, that somehow you had the right of dominion over people as you would over cattle, and somehow to rationalize this even through your religious beliefs, to some way find a rationale to make it all right. See, this
and it probably never will be free of those evil forces. Let me put it to you this way. My people were Sicilians, treated like dirt by the Romans, you know, but from that section of Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And it always seems that you need somebody who's below you. You know, it's always this other people that were not as good as you.
Geographically, how do they refer to Sicily? As the boot.
Well, it was the boot because of the shape of the landmass.
And because of what was on the necks of the Sicilians.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't look at it that way. I mean, I never
thought. I didn't either till just a moment ago. I just thought I'd throw that in variety.
Yeah. No, but, you know, I think it's never going to go away. What it takes is a lot of people making it so unpalatable, so unacceptable, that even these low-life people have to kind of cave in and remain under the rug.
One thing that has happened that you, Ernie, and I would be on the same page about, which is very encouraging, is the remarkable reaction of those Christians who, in the wake of this, said, "I forgive you." If this guy thought he was going to start a race war or create an explosion of riots and so on, it had just the opposite effect. People have come together. All people have come together to condemn this and to find pathways to love, to intermingling, to coexistence, to coacceptance. There's something good which has come out of it. If you could actually imagine that, say that some good can come out of evil.
Yeah, it often does.
Yeah. Right.
And I do see that. And to me, it was just not believable to the point that I couldn't see myself in that position, being so hurt and being that forgiving. But then again, I am not that religious.
Yeah, well, you're not religious in that you do not endorse the formality of a religion and the dogma and the canon and the doctrine. But in your way, you live the principles and precepts of Christ in the old do unto others philosophy I think that you could say, if I'm not religious, you at least live in a spiritual and in a generous way with the people you encounter.
I was asked to speak in front of a Christian group maybe 15 years ago. And, you know, I had to have a religious theme to what my speech was going to be about.
Yes.
And I used do unto others what you would do, have them do unto you.
Right.
And I have, you know, just elaborated on that. And I said, I think it's really pretty simple. If you live your life by those premises, you know, that you don't want anybody to hurt you. So therefore, don't hurt anybody else, and you want people to be fair in their dealings, and you want them, and you should be fair in yours.
Beyond being hurt or hurting, there is something which comes in the Judaic Christian tradition. That's something that comes out of the Judaic, which is so fundamental. In the Jews would call it tzedakah, and it's the idea of.
How does that sound? What's that word again?
Tzedakah.
Tzedakah.
Like Neil.
Oh, Neil Sedaka. Yeah.
It means, you see, for example, it's like when we come to your home, Ernie. Sometimes we come to your house, yeah. And we talk, and we sit around the table, and you give us food. For what? For nothing. You just give. You're giving. Why are you giving? For no reason at all. Just to give. To be able to give. This in the spirit of this idea that something comes out of you which is bequeathed unto another for no reason, no demands for return, no tit for tat. No, it's just a gift. That is the, this is what Christ was all about. And of course,
yeah, but
Christ,
that makes life worth living. You know, life worth living. You know, I just thought of Bishop Sheen. I'm sure you used to watch him too, right?
Yes, he was once Monsignor Fulton Sheen. Used to be. See, you're too young. You don't remember when he was
Fulton Sheen. I remember
Monsignor Fulton Sheen, who became Bishop Sheen. He was so effective as a Monsignor, they say, well, dish up a bishop. And then they produced him, and he was the same person, just like...
He got a promotion.
He got a promotion.
This is Ernie Fazio. I'm talking to Steve DePassi. He's a man who has a great talent and a great friend. And we're going to come back in a minute. This is Earnestly Speaking. We're on LI News Radio.